Can I have your attention, folks? First of all, thank you very much for those of you who listened very clearly to Ryan's encouragement to be in here because he wanted to get moving on time. I'm sure there'll be other people who'll be joining us. But I wanted to introduce someone, someone who is here. And before Michael comes up to go on with our third installment on methods of making sense and approaching scripture. Just to give some context for the individual that I'm going to introduce, is that for those of you who've been in Emmaus communities and other adult fellowship groups, you know that for the past 4 years that our middle hour groups have come together during the Christmas season to help selected J-PAL mission partners meet the needs of the individuals that they serve. And we have called this for the last 4 years, Sharing the Joy of Christmas. And details about participating will be available in your middle hour communities, those Emmaus communities and adult fellowship groups. Or you can see Janet Sanders, who is our adult ministries coordinator, who will be in the hallway immediately following our session. But this year we will continue the Sharing the Joy of Christmas by providing toys and gifts for Harbor House's Christmas store. So that's one way in which we're going to be sharing the joy of Christmas, but also providing Oakland International High School with a wide variety of sports equipment, clothing, and other basic necessities. Through these partners that we work with and that we serve with, each gift that you give is in turn given to a specific child through the hands of our ministry partners who stand in the gap for these kids in so many, many ways that we can't, right? That's why we partner with people. We've invited Lauren Markham, who is the Community School Program Manager at OIHS, to join us this morning to share about OIHS's work among the refugee population and help us to get to know these amazing young people, many of whom have recently arrived to our country. After Lauren is finished, then Michael's going to immediately come up and take us into our next session. I'd like to ask you to give a warm welcome to Lauren Markham.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. I'm just looking at my phone to make sure I don't go over. I am so honored and blessed to be here and just want to start by thanking you all so much for everything that you and your community has done over the past several years in supporting our school, Oakland International High School. We're a public school in Oakland serving some of the most high-need students in the state of California, and we so rely on both on the goodwill and the gifts and the service and just the positive energy that you all keep in your heart to keep our school going and to keep running. So everything that you all have done for our community on behalf of Oakland International High School, I just want to say thank you. So I'd love for you all to give a round of applause to yourself for everything that you've done. I'm just going to talk a little bit about Oakland International High School and the impact that your gifts have and continue to make. We are a public school in Oakland, as I said. We serve 100% newly arrived immigrant students, so students who have come to the United States within the past 4 years and are learning English. Our goal as a school is to support our students to become full-fledged members of the community, to learn English, to graduate high school, to go on to college and career, and to have all of their socio-emotional needs met so that they can access the curriculum and they can really set roots into their new communities. My role at the school is the community school program manager, which basically means I'm the administrator overseeing the socio-emotional programs. We know that our students, they're coming with tons of past trauma. They've survived war. They've survived harrowing journeys to the through Mexico and Central America into the United States. We have students from Syria. We have students from Afghanistan. We have students from some of the worst human rights crises around the globe, and they're coming to our schools, and we know that they're not going to be able to focus on math if they need a lawyer to fight their immigration case, that they're not going to be able to focus on their biology assignment if they're sick and they've never been to a doctor before. So our goal as a school is to really support their socio-emotional needs. what you all help provide is these material goods to help the students feel as though they can both access they can play sports. So, for example, the soccer equipment that you all donated last year and are leveraging your support to donate this year, that allows students to participate in soccer. Our students are we have the highest low income rate, so we are basically the poorest community school in all of Oakland, which is saying something. So our students don't have extra cash for soccer equipment, for sports equipment, and we never want that to be a barrier for them to be able to participate. So additionally, you all help support with gift cards during Christmas. A lot of our students are living, we have 25% of our students are unaccompanied minors. These are young people who crossed the border by themselves, mostly from Central America. They left their families. Sometimes their families had passed away. They left their families at home and came to the north. Most of them were facing violence at home, and that's why they came. I'm going to tell a story in a second about two of these young people. They are coming and often living with estranged family members or sometimes family friends. And our students, we have 100 of these students out of a total population of 400. These students often feel like they are a burden on their families, a financial burden, and so getting some extra support during the Christmas season, getting an extra gift card so that they can either give gifts to their own family or provide for some of their personal needs, I kind of can't overestimate how much just like a $20 gift card goes for these young people. I wanted to talk briefly about two students named Anna and Carlos. They are both from El Salvador. Their father abandoned them when they were young, and they grew up in El Salvador. They went to a pretty good school. They actually had a pretty good education. They're brothers and sisters, starting in about 2012, their community really started to change and the gangs started taking over their small town in El Salvador. The gangs were really pressuring, especially Carlos, to join, and he kept saying, no, no, I'm not going to join the gang, I'm not going to join the gang. They threatened his life and they threatened to kill his sister, Anna, and so these two young people felt like they had no choice, and they left by themselves. They took out a loan and paid about $10,000, money that they did not have, but they took out a loan to come up through the United States, through Mexico and through Central America and Mexico and into the United States. Unauthorized immigration is a really complicated issue. It's made even more complicated by the current election cycle, right? But regardless of what you think about unauthorized immigration, I think we can all have in our hearts that these two young people felt very desperate, and that for, you know, a 14 and a 15-year-old to make that journey by themselves, they were desperate. They were facing a lot of stress. They felt like they had no other choice. They came to the United States and were detained by immigration, and then they were sent to our school. So our school, we have been, we enrolled them in school and they're in classes. We've helped them find lawyers to fight their immigration case to see if they have an asylum case to be able to stay in the United States. We've gotten them in our soccer program, Run Through Soccer Without Borders, this where your all of your generous donations have and will continue to go. They both they had a really, really difficult, traumatic journey to the United States. It's, you know, that's pretty harrowing journey for anybody, especially for two young kids on their own. And so we've gotten them therapy services. They both say that soccer is the thing that calms them down. It's the thing that makes them feel grounded. It makes them feel like their stress goes away. They say, oh, I forget all the things that happen to me when I'm running. And of course, that therapeutic experience serves them in the classroom, right? They're better able to focus. They're better connected to their peers, and they feel more healthy and happy. So it's students like Anna and Carlos that we're supporting on a day-to-day basis. We have 400 students, as I mentioned, from over 33 countries now. It's really hard work, and we can't do it without the support of all of you. You have just been such models to us of what service means. And yeah, just on behalf of our community, I really, really want to thank you. And on behalf of students like Anna and Carlos, just, yeah, we're in awe of your service and your commitment to the community beyond these walls. So thank you so much.